Announced by Republicans as a power grab, congressional Democrats about to unveil legislation to expand the U.S. Supreme Court from 9 to 13 justices. Last week's job numbers are in. They're much better than economists had been expecting. 576,000 Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits, a drop of 193,000 from the week before. He's taking the fifth. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd, will not testify at his trial. On Wall Street, the Dow up 254 points, NASDAQ ahead 135 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Most of the rain will be in South Alabama today, but we'll call for a slight chance of showers today. Otherwise, we'll see a sun and cloud mix later on. High temperature in the low to mid-70s today. Clouds on the increase tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a cool day for April with a high in the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers are possible in the daytime, but I think showers and thunderstorms become likely by Friday night and in through at least the first half of the day on Saturday. Saturday's high is 71. Sunday's a better day with a high temperature in the lower 70s and a good bit of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Tallahassee Police Department made an arrest for possible gambling at a gas station. 35-year-old Paresh Patel is charged with 8 counts of possession of gambling equipment and 1 count of promoting gambling. Police found several active gambling machines at the back of the store. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly shooting Wednesday afternoon. Police say a 29-year-old man was shot to death in the 5900 block of Oakley Road. No arrests have been made. And the Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 2 million COVID-19 vaccines have now been administered across the state. Right now, anyone 16 and older is eligible for the vaccine in Alabama. State health officials say more than 520,000 coronavirus cases have now been confirmed across the state. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, I'm Tyson Eves with Serendipity Uniforms on the Eastern Bypass in the Promenade Shopping Center. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 7 years. We use them exclusively for all our radio advertising. It is by far the biggest bang for our buck. If you want results, go with Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. So legislation being moved to pack the Supreme Court.
Yep.
By the way, Jerry Nadler just spoke. With masks, he's been vaccinated. He's outside, but he's wearing a mask. And he said, we're not packing, we're unpacking the court. He's packing by packing it.
He's packing his diaper. The only thing that guy's packing.
And also, they're trying to move D.C. statehood.
Not going to happen. I know they want to push for it.
And was there more violence and crap going on in the streets in Minnesota?
Yes, there was.
Yeah, to that, I just have to say, you remember this from a while ago?
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Well.
Yeah, Dennis Green. Mm-hmm. That's an old NFL clip. Let's go to AJ. Hey,
what's AJ. Up, AJ?
Hey, Joey.
How you doing?
Andy?
How you doing, bud?
This thing on speaker. Hey, Joe, I just called in. I was on hold, but I had to step out. I heard I missed the first few minutes of Soldier Boy's call.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a caller behind him, but I ain't gonna even go there. Whatever, Soldier Boy, and first things first, Joey, how is Brother Jack and Brother Dan? That's first things first. That's important.
Jack is, I had dinner with him on Tuesday night. Every day he's getting better, especially with his speech is the biggest hurdle. But right. He's getting to the point where he wants to call in, I think, tomorrow.
Quick question about that dinner. Who paid?
Good news.
One me.
How was Dan?
Dan's doing well. He's trying to prepare for a big, and it's a very big deal. As I've been saying, it's a heavyweight, a big surgery coming up later this month. So say extra prayers for both of them. Both of them are going through quite a trial.
Right, brother. And that's first thing first. That's more important than any conversation we had today.
Amen.
Okay. Well said.
But I was calling in to back up Soldier Boy.
All right.
Now, whatever anybody said after you said, whatever, okay? Soldier Boy, my dad did 3 tours of Nam as a Marine, 27 years too, okay? And Soldier Boy was right, especially on one thing. Okay. Now, Soulja Boy did say this, and evidently the caller after him didn't catch this part. Okay? He didn't catch it. That never said they might not have been there, talking about the mass weapons destruction, but he said he might have moved them. The bottom line is, we got stuck in a freaking 20-some-year war where we shouldn't have been at.
Right.
Okay, that long, period. That's the bottom line. And I'm going to tell you, when my son retired in 2017, Joey and Eddie, I was so glad, man, I didn't know what to do. He had did 5 tours over there, man. Mm. And as a matter of fact, when John McCain was running for president, all 3 of my sons were over there in that freaking Middle East, bro.
And in both Iraq and Afghanistan?
All of them. Yeah. Everywhere. My one son did Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait. He did 5 tours in freaking 6 years, bro. And the reason he did those tours, man, so rapidly like that, because the veterans, Joy and Eddie, were getting out.
Yeah.
Because of that administration. The veterans saying, I'm done with this.
Yep.
So he had to make up for where another vet might have been there, but they had gotten out under that 8-year administration. That's the bottom line. I don't care who likes it, okay? But the thing is, we shouldn't have been over there that long. And what Soulja Boy said about Nam, what his dad told him, that's exactly what my dad told me about Nam. That war could have been won, but it was political.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's exactly what family members have told me recently.
And that's exactly right. That's what happened. And yeah, he was there 27-year Marine, Soulja Boy. So whoever coming at Soulja Boy talking about he don't know what he's talking about, yes, he does. Okay? And the weapons of mass destruction, look, everybody knows it had a lot to do with that freaking oil. And George Bush, I respected the blank out of his daddy. George Bush Jr., I ain't got no love for that clown, okay? And McCain, when he ran for president, he said something, man, that I might have went to jail for if I could have got to him. He started laughing when a reporter stuck that mic in front of his face, and he said, how long do you think we'll be over here, Senator McCain? Well, we might be over for 100 years. Who knows? And he started, it wasn't that he said it, Joey and Eddie. It was that he started laughing about it. Now, here's a POW that was tortured, and you cracking a joke about that, all 3 of my sons over there at the same time?
Right.
And you think it's funny? May he rest in peace. But it wasn't funny then, and I didn't think it wasn't funny.
No.
All 3 of my sons, my sister, my nephew was over there at the same freaking time, Joey, in that damn Middle East, and he's cracking a joke about it.
Right.
Soldier Boy, I got your back. You know what you did, and you know what went on over there. Period. Pray, Joey, but definitely pray for Dan and Jack, brother.
Well,
definitely.
Thank you, AJ. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the prayers, too.
And Joey, I know Joey said, man, they did. Joe, I didn't blow up this time, man. Okay. Joe, like, oh my God. Whoa, Joe. I just say stupidity, brother.
Oh, I hear you.
I can deal with ignorance, but I can't deal with no stupidity, man. All right. Have a good day, brother.
You too, AJ. 272-9228. Let's go to Sandy.
What's up, Sandy?
Hey, Sandy.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
Hey, everybody. Good. 2 things. My son was in the Army and drove a Bradley around Bosnia.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Anyway, when I was in my early 20s, which is a couple years ago.
About 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's right. I had a girlfriend who grew up on a farm in the Northwest. I don't remember where now. I met her I lived in Wisconsin at the time. And she told me stories about when her grandmother had to be brought to their farm to stay because she was too elderly to be by herself.
Mm.
And she had she was a young girl at the time. And she had, the grandmother had to stay in her room with her upstairs. And that she did not have any clue of what it was at the time. But they would burn something in the room at night that was like a medication for her grandmother because she was old and had arthritis and was pain, had a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And she realized once she was grown and away and in the world that it was marijuana.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it was, she had no idea. It was just grandma's medicine she inhaled. But that's American farmer for you. That was what helped her mother or grandmother not suffer.
Well, and it's a nice way to fall asleep to it, like a bouquet of blueberries.
Yeah.
Now, it goes way back, and I'm looking at this bill, and again, I'm not going to make the perfect enemy of the good. It's not my ideal. I think it's a great first step and a great way, even if there are no more steps, to help folks who really need this stuff.
Thank you.
Though I just saw the House Health Committee, even though they passed it, they stripped out PMS and menopause as conditions that you can say you have to get marijuana.
If we could just get a couple of you ladies to call them and explain to them why.
Maybe. They took it out?
Yeah,
maybe they should put that
along
back
in
there.
Along with fibromyalgia.
And if you'll see, there's no women in there.
Oh, no, that's all terrible.
Men.
Yeah.
I think some women need to call.
That's wrong in the first place.
Yeah, they removed fibromyalgia, menopause, and PMS from the list of covered conditions, as well as an amendment that would require cannabis edibles to have a single flavor.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, I tell you what.
Sweet potato?
Ooh, good one, Joey.
Really? Right.
Alabama State edible.
Goodness.
The sweet potato.
Oh, I tell you what. I don't know. I'm just so unhappy with the whole socialist program.
Yes.
What can I say? Anyway.
Well, thank you for the call, Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. They're at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. Dawn Sexton, the owner and physical therapist, well, she can help you get your balance back, get your confidence in walking around back. You don't have to plan your life around your ability to get around. You don't have to live this way. Whether it's you or a loved one and you're having trouble with your balance, and that could be an inner ear problem, could be a vision problem, could be an instability in your ankle or your knee, any of these issues, they'll be able to pinpoint exactly what's going on. And they have the testing and the therapy sessions, traditional as well as cutting-edge technology that allows you to get your balance back and your walking confidence back. A walking track that's full 360, or you're strapped into a harness, you can test yourself walking on different surfaces, walking up and down steps, even have a stability board if you really want to test your balance. You know, I have a pretty good balance, and even that stability board got me going a little bit. And then virtual reality testing and virtual reality therapy, it's incredible technology, truly incredible stuff. So if you or a loved one needs help getting your balance back, getting your confidence back and walking and getting around, give Don Sexton and the team a call there at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville at 595-9990. 595-9990. And be sure to ask them about a free balance test. And, of course, also tell them that Joey from News & Views sent you. Is it another lady?
Yes. A redhead at that.
Ginger. Hello.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, doing just fine. Now I was listening to the lady that was talking about her friend's grandmother that they burned marijuana for medicinal purposes for her. Mm-hmm. My great-grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee, and my grandfather said, you know, she had asthma even on up into adulthood, and she would burn it to help her with her asthma. And he had to go to what he called the ghetto back then to actually buy it for her. And she would grind it up into a powder and put it inside her pillowcase as well.
Huh.
It kept the law from looking for it.
So, yeah, I mean, apparently it helped her. She lived to be 90 years old.
Heck yeah. But that is something that's funny to me as I'm getting older. Of course, parents are getting older. A lot of the older generation that was that I remember my life getting lectured about and don't do drugs and da-da-da-da-da. Now they come around going, hey, you got some of that there marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
I hear there's some health benefits. The CBD, you know anything about the CBD? So people are opening their minds up, which I think is a good thing.
And folks who maybe kept up appearances who were using it behind closed doors are also speaking up and going,
That ain't my mama.
Yeah, because granddaddy said that she just called it her medicine, you know.
Right, yeah.
And she would just tell the friends and neighbors, you know, she had this special powder she got from a wise woman is what she called her.
Mm. It's funny.
I don't know who Granddaddy actually bought that stuff from, but he had his sources.
We had a Korean where I worked out before, and he had some sores on his arm that looked like burns. So yeah. we asked him about that, and he has, I forget the disease he says he has, but he puts herb on his arm while it's on fire and lets it sit there. And I was like, where are you getting this herb? And he did tell me the ghetto as well. I was like, dude, that's pot. That's not some magical thing. That's just pot.
You know, you don't have to burn yourself.
Right. And I didn't want to tell him. There's another way, but I just left it alone.
Goodness.
So, hey, whatever works for
that's
you,
right.
man.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate the call, Ginger, and the story.
Thank you, Ginger.
All right. Thanks.
I love hearing about all these grandmas. Like,
yeah. It's funny to me that older people are asking now. And again, 20 years ago, it was, you know, that's the devil's lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that it's been around long enough now, and they realize, hold on, nobody's really died of this marijuana overdosing. Well, maybe there is something to it.
So, well, and like anything else, you could do it too much.
Oh, certainly.
I would say a lot of science has shown, and I would give this advice for actually most drugs and substances.
Yeah.
When you're young and your body and brain are developing, probably don't want to do this.
Not a good idea.
Probably don't want to do this at all.
You might be 40 years old working at McDonald's, figuring out why you can't get along with your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that doesn't mean other people can't enjoy themselves without it, you know, completely destroying their lives.
So you're saying I might have more responsibility than the next guy, or the next guy might have more.
You might have more or less, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Everybody's different, is what you're saying.
Right, right. And everybody's got their habits, let's just say.
Definitely.
And it might not show up. I mean, like, for instance, Utah. Mormon Central.
Yeah.
And, no, they usually stick pretty good to the, you don't take in substances. But there is, well, I don't know. I'd like to see the rates of diabetes. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
All that sugar. Like, you can't go get a drink, but we'll go get the best milkshake or hot chocolate in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, everybody's got their thing, and it has downsides.
Yeah.
So, 272.
Everything in moderation, Joey.
Indeed. Hey, and it should be, you know, your personal responsibility and own decision to look out for your own life instead of having, you know, it's almost like there are people inside that get in government, and it's like they own your mind and your body. In certain ways, especially your children. It's like your children's minds are for theirs to form and mold. And how you want to help yourself and engage in commerce here on National Theft Day, mm-hmm. you know, it just seems like, hey, I thought I was a free, born free American. But I guess because certain people won a popularity contest, and I'm not.
They took your freedom?
Yeah, another lady?
Yeah.
Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Good morning. Good morning.
Or as Ozzy used to say, Sharon!
I go, what?
No, actually, Eddie has gotten me onto TikTok.
Oh, sorry, Joey.
Well, and I saw one. It was an old clip of Ozzy and Sharon. And Ozzy comes out of his bedroom and goes, Sharon, who stole my beers? And did you steal my beers out of my room? And she looks at him and goes, no, Ozzy, you're the one. Who would be the beer thief, Ozzy? Why don't you look in the mirror? You're the one who's the beer thief. And he's dumbfounded.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know what's happening now. Where am I?
Oh, my God. He was probably into the medical marijuana.
Yes.
I wish that was it with this case. Yeah. Who knows what that guy did?
There's no telling. Anyway, I just called to let y'all know, in case you didn't know, that they also, that's what they used to smoke in the peace pipes.
Oh.
That's why they were peaceful.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, because it, you know, it's indigenous all across the nation, so you can go out and go hiking and see it all over the place.
We had someone else tell us that one time, that it grows wild everywhere throughout the South. If you just go hiking, you can find it. I've yet to find any.
Absolutely.
That
you
way,
can.
But I'm still looking. I know in Jamaica, they took us to a place and it was as far as you could see.
You know, should we ask the mayor of Montgomery here, Stephen?
Yeah.
Stephen Reed. the Honorable Mayor of Montgomery.
Yeah.
You know, like, D.C.'s made some moves, Atlanta's made some moves. We should see whatever the state wants to do. Does he want to decriminalize marijuana and mushrooms?
Sanctuary City?
Yeah. I mean, other cities are doing it. Why not us?
I agree.
He might get some more votes.
Well, more, you know, if you can go out in the woods and pick it, why can't we legalize it? I mean, that just makes sense.
You don't have to go out in the woods and pick it.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Eddie.
Okay, sorry.
Sometimes Eddie doesn't know when to shut his big mouth.
usually he does.
No, I have to be reminded quite often. That's why I keep certain people around me.
It gives certain people around you something to do.
Yes, it does.
You know, usually I give him a hard time for the donuts. Truth is, I'm the one that actually requires him to have donuts. So, you know, when he's got something in his mouth.
Right.
You know.
Less likely stupid words will follow.
Well, no, and like I said the other day, I quit dipping, but I still have this addiction to nicotine, like lozenges. And they now do just the straight-up nicotine pouches. And, you know, I've got a bit of an oral fixation. You know something about that, Eddie, right?
Yeah, that's your... You're mainlining caffeine now. Yes, I do know
nicotine,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're no longer got a any kind of neutralizer in there. It's just
straight caffeine.
I'll have
to post a photo of like a radio host starter kit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so
energy
funny.
Drinks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Right.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Joey.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
I don't know if that's a good idea, Joey. Are there a lot of people still getting into radio like yourself, young people?
I don't know.
You don't keep up with the young generation today.
What'd you say?
My bad. Got him talking to a 90-year-old man.
Do you see anybody else here who's my age?
Got to go with a no.
Yeah, okay. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Five things to remember about selling your home in this market. Buyers have been able to buy a larger, nicer home with low rates and favorable terms. Sellers have been able to maximize their equity and be able to sell their homes without losing money. But here are some steps to remember. Number one, clean and uncluttered homes sell faster and for more money. Number two, by offering to pay part of closing costs and offering a one-year warranty for the buyer will help sell your home faster. Number three, pricing the home for the current market will help sell your home faster. Number four, introduce your home to the market through internet, through Realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, Facebook, LinkedIn. Number five, listing with the Goodson Group Realtor will improve your chances dramatically. We sell homes fast. We represent the best interests. We know how to market homes. For all the details, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225 or bogoodson@charter.net.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbors' yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Save big on BF Goodrich tires now through April 26th at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto.
Get up to a $70 rebate on four new select BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Gray's Tire and Auto will beat any advertised price on name brand tires.
They make financing easy at Gray's Tire and Auto. They take the Synchrony line of credit cards.
And anytime you spend a dollar at Gray's Tire and Auto, you get free roadside assistance for a whole year. Check out the website graystirecenter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
Welcome to your life.
I'm Joey Clark.
Hey, Joey.
That's the voice of Eddie Bader.
In the house.
This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing. You know, if you have any aches and pains, any ailments, maybe you've been working hard, you're really getting your back into your work.
Yeah.
Or it could have been an accident, a recent one. It's often, though, more wear and tear. And it sometimes, unfortunately, it's not like I work all day with my back. It's more like I sit all day in an office chair. And you know what happens if you don't work out those back muscles? They get stiff. They atrophy. They're not as strong. They don't support you. This has actually been a trouble spot for me. That can lead to all sorts of shoulder problems, neck problems. Whatever it is, folks, Dr. Tom Pershing can help you out. I mean, number one, he wants you to be safe and feel not just literally safe, have that extra peace of mind. So he's installed new air filtration technology that has actually been tested to kill airborne pathogens and diseases and mold and anything nasty, makes it smell nice in there. He paid the extra bucks to make sure you had that peace of mind that you're not going to get any viruses, anything going on. He's got a very great, safe, clean clinic there. And by the way, he's in Wetumpka, 75928 Tallahassee Highway. Mm-hmm. But also, they've got state-of-the-art technology. I mean, stuff that's been approved for a while, but not everybody has it, like deep tissue laser therapy.
Yeah.
But this stuff has been proven to work for particular ailments, or maybe spinal decompression, traction. Technology that actually goes way back. That's, you know, thousands of years old technology. Still works for bulging disc and these sorts of things. But whatever your problem is, whatever your ache and pain may be, Dr. Tom is the guy to go see, an experienced chiropractor who's been in practice and also taught the art many times over. So he really knows what he's talking about, really knows what he's doing. Just call him at 514-7600, 514-7600. Make that first appointment today. We'll figure out what's going on with you. Give you initial treatment and set you up on a schedule of treatments going forward. And when you call Dr. Tom at 514-7600, be sure to tell him Joey from News and Views sent you. That's Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka. 272-9228. We got word that there's still problems in Minnesota.
Yeah, in fact,
in the Twin City area.
I'm reading this article right now. That they were interviewing, CNN was interviewing rioters last night, but he wouldn't call them rioters. And so they interviewed this one young man, and his name was Tiger, not our Tiger, I'm sure, by no means. But he was carrying a can of soup. So the reporter asked him, "What you doing with that there can of soup?" And he said, "This can of soup is for my family." And he looked at the camera and gave it a wink. And she said, "Certainly you're not going to throw that soup at anybody, are you?" And she said, "No." As I said, "It's for my family." Gave it a wink. Yeah.
And, of course, CNN is keeping the narrative going that this is mostly peaceful. You know, if I was a peaceful protester, like, I'm literally, like, I'm not going to destroy anything. I care about justice. I'm tired of seeing police do this. That's my mentality.
Right.
I'm probably very upset with the people setting things on fire.
Yeah.
Stealing things. It's like, come on. You're ruining the cause. And, seriously, this is happening so often, it's having less and less effect. Now people are like, "Oh, they're rioting again." Now, of course, if it's your business, your livelihood, it's a really, really bad day.
Let's say,
but when it's a national story and it's like, fourth night, and you know,
but let's
Joe's
say
asleep, and
you got your mattress store down there. Just say Joey's mattress,
right?
All right, and you're like, "Hey, man, they're heading to my store." So you take up arms to protect your business.
Hmm.
And let's say you shoot a protester. What happens to Joey? He protected his business.
Legally, nothing.
You think you'd have a business there the next day?
I mean, you would have to justify yourself.
Sure.
But, your terms of the mob action?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think you'd have a business there the next day, Joey?
It's risky behavior either way. Doing nothing or defending it. And we heard plenty of stories of people try to defend property mm-hmm. who ended up dead.
Yep. Or out of business. They come back the next day and their business is burned down. But one of the things that even Don Lemon was talking about last night when they were reporting on the riots, he said, as it gets closer to curfew, this is when it gets not so peaceful.
Oh, really?
And he asked his girl on the ground there, I think Laura Sidner is her name, please watch your back as the tension is starting to get heavy from here.
By the way, I love that I'm looking at an article from FoxNews.com talking about how bad CNN is. Here's a quote. CNN's journalism newsletter buries news and makes its side look bad, even when its side attacks CNN employees. The CNN media newsletter ignored its own crew being attacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they want to keep the peaceful narrative going.
Well, remember their building in Atlanta?
Yeah.
We're not under it.
And James O'Keefe and Project Veritas... they released another video about this CNN insider, a technical director. And that's great. And CNN, I don't watch them.
Yeah.
Hey, James, Mr. O'Keefe, I love that you're going after the New York Times. Love that you're going after CNN. I love that you're holding these corporate journalist types accountable. I loved the Amy Robach video where she flabbergasted. She had the story about Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah. And they wouldn't run it.
And they made her kill it.
Yep. Yep.
Love all that stuff. James, Mr. O'Keefe, please now do Fox News. Please.
You think there'll be some surprises there, Joey?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think there'll be some...
Especially with current management.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it's not like, oh, Brett Baer's a bad guy or Brett Hume's a bad guy. And even, heck, it's not like I look at Don Lemon and be like, oh, what an evil man. It's more like you're annoying. And I'm sure the feeling is mutual.
Yes.
But it's just, it's not a partisan thing for me, I'll put it that way.
You don't like any of them.
Yeah, it's why I began this week playing this clip from Hannity.
Is that tear gas impacting you? Are you having a hard time seeing?
Yeah. Yeah. Violence in the streets. Let's put a reporter right in the middle of the tear gas.
Haven't we learned better than that?
What a joke. And you know what? Good riddance. As more and more conservatives in particular stop watching Fox News and, say, start watching alternatives. Doesn't mean the alternatives are perfect, but a lot of these, let's say the three cable nets.
Yeah.
MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, and then you add in the legacy press, your alphabet soup.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling they led us astray.
What about Al Jazeera? You ever catch any Al Jazeera?
It's not a regular thing for me. It's interesting to watch them at times.
Just
especially on news that has nothing to do with the United States.
Yeah, it's just a different viewpoint.
Yeah, really, and like how it. They cover, say, politics of the Middle East. That is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll catch it there. And, you know, the Israeli press is usually pretty good, too, and they have different partisan sides.
The Israeli press is?
Actually, there's more argument in Israel in the Israeli press about Israel, obviously, than it is here in the United States. And I think it's a good thing. It's a sign of a healthy, robust country. But are we having good debate in this country?
No.
No. Not very much, unfortunately. We could always get it back.
I would like to have good debate, but unfortunately, it always reverts back to name-calling.
Well, because it's not about the truth. It's about winning power. If you tell the truth and you win the argument in terms of facts and logic, and even you have this great pathos, you really speak to people's hearts and emotions, but you don't win the power, what good is it?
Ross Perot? He had the facts, he had the charts, he could talk to us. Very simple.
Yeah, it's very difficult to tell the truth when the truth is not rewarded with power and authority. Mm. And that's been a problem for a while now. 272-9228. David, Randall holds your positions. We'll be right back after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with a mime.
Hello!
I thought mimes didn't talk.
I'm on my break, man.
Well, could you show us some of the things you mimes do?
Sure, man. Here I am, trapped in a box.
I see.
And now I'm walking against the wind, man.
Okay, what's that thing you're doing now?
I'm calling my friend David Ernest to see how my mime money is doing today.
David Ernest is your financial guy?
Yes, he is. And you know you can call him yourself at 279-7431 or 205-479-0839 if you were in the Birmingham area.
I see. So I guess you would gladly recommend David Ernest.
Yeah, man. He has the mime seal of approval.
So for a great asset preservationist, call David Ernest.
That's right, man.
What are you doing now?
I'm still on break.
Got another one of those?
Yeah, man. Help yourself.
Beautiful day.
For slap out, it ain't half bad.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
This hour of
of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Most of the rain will be in South Alabama today, but we'll call for a slight chance of showers today. Otherwise, we'll see a sun and cloud mix later on. High temperature in the low to mid-70s today. Clouds on the increase tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, a cool day for April with a high in the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers are possible in the daytime, but I think showers and thunderstorms become likely by Friday night and in through at least the first half of the day on Saturday. Saturday's high is 71. Sunday's a better day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. And a good bit of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
April showers bring May flowers and also great deals from Brubaker Motors on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this
Pretty
morning?
Good. How you doing, David?
Good. You know, all of this stuff, the Chauvin trial, the Dante Wright thing, all these things are smoke and mirrors. Matt Gaetz, all that to draw the attention away of the American public as to what's going on the border. And it isn't amazing, just right after the Dante Wright thing, suddenly the Democrats are trying to ram through, you know, a bill to get four new justices on the Supreme Court, when just a week ago Joe Biden said, I'm going to form a commission to look into this.
Right.
Goodness. You know, that's all it is. I mean, you know, it's just, hey, look at the shiny object in my left hand while we're getting screwed, you know, by the right hand. So that's all this is. I mean, it's nothing more than that. And CNN, MSNBC, the legacy media are playing along with the Democrats, as they always do. And, you know, it's 24/7 coverage of that stuff. Nothing about what's going on at the border. And I guarantee you they're not going to be telling us the truth about what's going on behind the scenes with the Supreme Court.
Very true. And, you know, it's, I said after Biden was elected, if the adults, I suppose, are back in charge, the adults in the room, let's see how much they get our house in order. Instead, they're deciding, hey, let's spend more money. Money isn't real. It's not real at all. And, you know, they didn't build the Tower of Babel tall enough.
Yeah.
Let's just keep at it. And
well, this is the same group that says we don't have a tax problem. We have a revenue problem. You know.
Well, and you can clearly see everything they're doing is to secure power for the party.
Absolutely.
Why would you give more states? Why would you expand the court? Why would you put up programs that essentially hook individuals and states and municipalities on federal money?
Yeah.
You know, I mentioned the drinking age a little while ago. That's just a small example of how these strings attached things work.
Right. And it's not about just about more power. It's about absolute power.
Yes.
You know, it's about a monopoly on power.
Well, and I think they're really shaken up because they don't have the monopoly they used to on media and communications.
Right.
So they're really trying to get that back. And the old Washington consensus, there is trouble in paradise. And it ain't just on the right. A lot of these populist and socialist on the left are not fans of the corporate Democrats either, and the party, so to speak. So my biggest hope, I don't think it'll happen, is that essentially working class, middle class folks join together to say, you know, D.C., just leave us the hell alone. We'll figure it out in our cities, in our states. Y'all are messing everything up. And they're trying to, you know, sell us on, well, we'll give you more stuff. And you should hate each other for all sorts of reasons. and we'll take care of it by just giving you more stuff. And
yeah,
it's going to be an ugly road we're going down, folks.
And you know, the thing is that the Republicans for too long have had the mentality of, well, we just need to try to get along with them so we can govern.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, my viewpoint of what the Democrat Party is now is a masticizing cancer. And you can't negotiate with a cancer. You know, the only thing, just like a Marxist, you can't negotiate with a Marxist or a devout communist. You know, basically, to put it bluntly, you have to kill it, just like you do a cancer. And, you know, it's going to come down to a point here in America where we're going to have to make the decision of, you know, basically, are we going to go to war over this with the Democrat Party and their minions and put an end to this once and for all?
Well, I think a nice compromise position, an actual compromise, would be, hey, you know, if you want to be a Marxist and socialist, say, in Portland, Oregon, go ahead.
Yeah. But you know, they'll never be satisfied. If you give them New York, L.A., Portland, Seattle, wherever, you know, and say, you know, you can just keep your little Marxist, you know, thing going on in those areas, you know that they'll never be satisfied with that. They'll always be working to masticize that and spread it throughout the country. And they know if they can control, you know, the Democrat Party, the narrative, and control Washington, then basically they'll try to force the rest of us to be subservient to their ideals and wishes.
And they're not just focused on this nation.
No, absolutely
it
not.
It is a global plan,
yeah,
and I think the managed decline of the West,
yeah,
the rise
by the
of China.
The Chinese Party,
yeah,
you know, predominantly, the Russians also, but...
And sometimes it's like, hey, it's an easy solution, I can make a lot of money doing business this way, this is just the path of least resistance, the way things are set. Sometimes it's ideological. It's like the West is guilty of all sorts of historical sins, so we need to atone for those and give other folks a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of folks. It's not just some, like, secret smoke-filled room and all we're meeting to control the world.
No.
Yeah, it's like these are smart, talented people who have figured things out. The problem is smart, talented people often make big, big mistakes that other people have to pay for.
Yes.
Sure, especially the Ivy League crowd.
Yep.
You know, the masters of the universe, as we call them. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Later, Dave.
Well, and it is amazing to watch the folks that helped get us into these wars, constantly talk about, oh, we're going to get them out. We're going to get out of them.
They always got ways to get in, but no ways to get out.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it on getting out of Afghanistan, because all I'm seeing right now is kicking the can down the road.
I understand there's...
While giving juice to the war party within both parties.
Well, I understand.
To make their case for months and the Pentagon to twist arms, as well as the State Department.
There's some treasure there that we're going after.
Yeah.
Well, we're not getting out of there no time soon.
No, it would be truly amazing, you know, counterfactuals in history.
Mm-hmm.
Let's imagine Delta Force actually very quickly captures bin Laden within a month or two. How different history would have been. Instead of this prolonged effort against the Taliban, the effort to create a democracy right there, it would be interesting if bin Laden had been taken care of quickly. And he deserved it. He very much deserved it and more.
Sam?
More news and views, final segment, coming up after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever noticed that many car dealers start their commercials with, "It's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused." At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. In April, you can save up to $6,500 on a new Silverado. Get 15% off the MSRP on a new Malibu or Equinox and save up to 17% on a new Trax. Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks, all makes and models. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP doesn't just stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for the lowest prices in the River Region. Come into the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
Wirth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Wirth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Wirth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Wirth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Wirth Cleaners today.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. Though not much time here, so maybe hold your horses for Dan with the Dan Moore Show coming up. Randall, welcome to the show.
What's happening, man?
Hey, Randall.
Hey, this is a little bit on the media. If people want to start kind of touch bases, Carl Bernstein wrote the CIA and the media. And it's a nice little piece. And yeah. Then he also wrote some stuff in the Rolling Stone. And I want to go back to, I know we ain't got much time, but y'all, these wars, it's bigger than oil. Y'all fought for the man beside y'all. But if you just want to get a little taste of what y'all, you know, what the big folks were for, is look up the Golden Crescent and the Golden Triangle. Mm-hmm. The Crescent is where Pakistan and Afghanistan lie, mm-hmm. and the Triangle is where Vietnam and Thailand lie. Mm-hmm. And it's always been about opioids. And As soon as they get fentanyl, they get enough, they're not going to need them wars no more. It's always been about the opioids. And I hate to say it. And I want to say we got a living legend right there. We come to the name Christian Bryant. And he got the Silver Star. And I sent y'all the thing. But there's a book called The 17-Hour Firefight. And it'll give you a little insight and kind of give you a feeling of what some of these past warriors been talking about these last phone calls, like give you a little feeling of how they was, you know what I mean, where they coming from today. And that's it, man. I love y'all.
Appreciate it, Randall.
Thank you for the link, too. I'll check it out. Thank you all for listening and putting up with my...
That's what